Next up, should you invest in evil to do more good? Please welcome Hauke Hillebrand.
Thanks. So I'm introducing this concept called mission hedging today. And the question is, should you invest in evil to do more good? Disclaimer, by viewing this material and listening to this presentation, you acknowledge that I'm not a financial advisor, and this is not to be construed in any form as financial advice, and I won't be liable for any bad investing decisions that you make. So please don't listen if you disagree with this. By listening, you agree with the terms and conditions outlined in the slide that you've read. Having said this, this is a paper, a concept that was first introduced by Brigitte Roth-Tran, and she's a research economist at the Fed. She did that during her PhD at UC San Diego. She went to Caltech. It's a serious paper with serious math, and I'm saying this not only because I want to give credit where credit is due, but also because the concept is quite counterintuitive. But I actually think it's an interesting idea that we should take seriously, and that might have help us to do more good. So, having said this, what is mission hedging? The easiest way to explain it is to take this example of a climate change foundation. The cause that this foundation pursues is just prevent dangerous climate change. So imagine Al Gore gets one of his billionaire friends to give him $1 billion, and now he has a problem. He can't spend it all at once, right? So he wants to give it to different organizations that prevent dangerous climate change, either through offsetting or lobbying or whatever, such as Citizens Climate Lobby. How should he invest that endowment? Normally what is done is the endowment is invested to maximize financial returns in stocks, bonds, and so on. But mission hedging actually should suggest that this is suboptimal, even though because what you really want to do is maximize expected utility and not maximize financial returns. So instead of having an optimally diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds, mission hedging suggests that you should invest in the thing that causes the bad activity that you're trying to prevent with your foundation. So in this case, you would invest everything in fossil fuel stock, coal stock, and so on. You can diversify within that. And then give the profits to the Citizens Climate Lobby or offset emissions and so on. The idea behind that is that you will have the optimal amount of money at the optimal time point. So imagine climate change gets really bad, and we don't know how bad it will get. So we might be on an emission pathway up here or down here. And corresponding to that will be the stock price of coal that we also don't know. So if climate change gets really bad, we'll have more money in the foundation to counteract the bad effects of climate change. And so you can see how this might be maximizing expected utility. Many people have this intuition that that's bad because we're investing something into something that we're trying to prevent. And so this is why there's this whole movement, the divestment movement. They're trying to get foundations to actually divest from fossil fuel stock. But our very own Will McCaskill has argued that divestment doesn't work. Briefly, the intuition is if you sell in an efficient market such as the stock market, your stocks for ethical reasons, then there will be a socially neutral investor that will gobble up a sin stock hedge fund, so to say, for instance, that will gobble up all the fossil fuel stocks that you drop on the market. And similarly, if you invest for ethical reasons into coal, that will also not affect the share price or the capitalization of the company. And many other economists have argued for the same view. So let's just propose this. However, the market must be efficient. So don't fund startups that do dangerous stuff. So seed funding would be very bad. On the stock market, it wouldn't harm, though. Okay, so now we can generalize this concept to other areas. So we can look at our favorite cause. And so it might be best to invest the endowment of an animal welfare charity in the meatpacking industry, climate change, fossil fuel stocks, criminal justice reform, for-profit prison industry, and so on. Invest in the arms in all these bad industries. So this might be better. And I'm slowly running out of time. So here, we should probably invest in these evil companies. So this has also applications for slow takeoff AI scenarios, where it might be good to buy some Google stock. And then there's the NSA that I also just showed. So sometimes it might you can also think of your career capital as something that you can invest. And maybe you should consider working for an organization that has the potential to cause lots of harm and hedge against the risk. So there's historical precedent for that, where people in the military have actually single-handedly prevented nuclear war. And this might also happen when you're doing political donations. There also, you could argue that the market is quite efficient because this billionaire gave this billionaire $1 million. So I don't think much harm is done. And it might buy you outsized political influence. You can also use that to when you're doing earning to give. So if your job is at risk from computerization, and some jobs are more threatened than others, then you might want to invest more heavily in tech stock to guard against risks of your unemployment. And we can lobby international organizations that currently only invest for profit, such as the IMF, because they have $500 billion in terms of budget. So if they would use mission hedging, that would be actually good. There are some limitations. You give up some flexibility. So if you're unsure about your cause, then this might be suboptimal. And it's a PR nightmare. Need I say more? It can be made more palatable if you buy stock options that, like derivatives that mirror the exposure to an evil firm. And so here are the three concrete actions that you can take. Perhaps invest more heavily, skew your portfolio, your investment portfolio, you yourself when you're doing earning to give and donate towards tech companies or whatever you oppose. And then lobby effective organizations to invest the endowment with these principles and maybe consider careers in the military, intelligence services, or even less centrist parties. But be careful that you're not ending up like the other guy that I showed on the previous slide. Thank you.